Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay. You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. There was a study that came out of Boston University, and they come up with a lot of, you know, good studies. I don't particularly like this one, though. That has to do with these corticosteroid injections that we get in our joints. Some of us get in our shoulder, our hips, our knees. And the media took this study on them saying that steroid injections could make the condition worse, and ran with it like this was earth-shattering news. And for those of us in the medical field, we're like, okay, we know steroid injections aren't, you know, a cure. It's a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And so I get really, really mad when these studies come out and the media goes, steroid injections given to tens of thousands of arthritis patients to relieve them, they actually accelerate their crippling condition. Okay, slow your roll a little bit here, okay? I mean, it makes us doctors look stupid. It makes us doctors look like, duh, oh, we didn't know that. And so now, you know, we need to listen to researchers and, you know, I guess change the way we practice. Okay, we knew gosh darn well the pros and the cons with the steroid injections, which is why my opinion on them hasn't changed. Okay, I think some of the benefits outweigh the risks. So the study that Boston University did, and mind you, I mean, I like BU. I think they do a lot of great work. I love Boston. I'm a huge fan, especially the Commons and Cheers, and I love going to Boston. It's one of my favorite cities, actually. That and New Orleans and Las Vegas, because I live here. And I do like L.A. and I do like Seattle. I like Anchorage. Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you tell me I need to be in Boston, I'll drop everything and go. I just love Boston. And so basically they looked at 450 osteoarthritis patients. And they found that 8% of them that got an injection, their osteoarthritis worsened 15 months later. So you're like, 8%. Some of them, some of the studies that came out, or some of the other results that came out found that it either accelerated or it might have deteriorated some of the cartilage. And it describes, it goes into describing, you know, 4 patients suffered stress fractures, a break in the bone. And, you know, so when you look at the study, you're like, okay, no more shots for me. And you're missing the point. I would say take this with a grain of salt. All right, the value to this study coming out of Boston University is it reminds us that nothing is 100% safe. So what are these steroid injections? What's arthritis? So the most common cause of arthritis, and millions of us in America have it, I do, is where the most common is the osteoarthritis. There's tons of different arthritis. You got gouty arthritis, or gout crystals, uric acid crystals, cause you to have inflamed joints when you eat too much meat or shellfish or drink alcohol. You get an attack, it goes away. Arth is joint. Itis is inflammation, so arthritis. Just like tonsillitis, itis of the tonsil, inflammation of the tonsil, vaginitis, inflammation of the vagina, arthritis, inflammation of the joint. So you got gouty arthritis, you got rheumatoid arthritis, where you have an autoimmune reaction where your antibodies fight your joints. But the most common one is osteoarthritis, osteobone arthritis joint. So basically, it's your wear and tear of your joints. Now, remember, we're not living till only 40 or 50 anymore. I mean, we're now living till our 80s and 90s and even hundreds. And so walking for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, throwing balls, putting things away in a cupboard, sleeping a certain way, you start to get some wear and tear. Now, you have cartilage in between bones, kind of like a cushion. In Spanish, I call it an almohada, adentro los huesos, like a little pillow between the bones. And it's like a shock absorber, and it also prevents bone being on bone. Because if you have bone on bone, that's friction. I mean, I don't think it would ever spark a flame, but that's a lot of friction and it hurts. So you have X amount of cartilage, and that cartilage starts to wear down. So when you do, let's say, tear a little piece of cartilage, or you twist the knee, or something happens where you incur an injury, or the body thinks it's injured, you immediately get inflammatory fluid in the area and pain and swelling because the body is trying to protect that joint. Now, recent studies have said exercise and getting back out there is the best thing you can do for arthritis. And it's true. Every time my knee hurts or my hip hurts or my back hurts, I still exercise. I don't overdo it. I don't push a lot of weights or whatever, but I just kind of walk through it. Yes and no. If you injured a joint, you got to rest it. I mean, if it's acute. But if your arthritis is flaring up, you know, we don't want you bedridden because exercise can sometimes re-lubricate the joint. So these steroid injections came into favor decades ago because you would have some lidocaine, some marcaine, which is kind of a longer-acting anesthetic, and a steroid, whether it's solumedrol or methylprednisolone, whatever, and or Decadron. And so we would use this little cocktail to inject it into the joint to decrease the inflammation, because that's what steroids do. Steroids decrease the inflammation, the warmth, the swelling. And so many people would find pain relief, and then they'd be able to get back out there. And so there are risks. The needle is going into a joint, so you can unfortunately introduce bacteria if you don't use, you know, aseptic technique. You do have possibilities of allergic reactions to the lidocaine or the steroid. It may not work. It may give you a false sense of security that the joint is good. But usually if you have some pretty bad damage, your body knows and you won't be able to move it that much. But why I like them is because I'm not a fan of oral steroids. I'm not a fan of people popping anti-inflammatories and wrecking their kidneys, wrecking their stomach, wrecking their heart. And so I would rather, if you have an issue with your right knee, then you localize the medicine, the treatment to that right knee. And if you're starting to get bone on bone, but you still have enough cartilage and you don't need a replacement of the joint, which is going to happen ultimately when you have bone on bone, if that injection buys you another 6 months or year or a few years, so you don't have to be popping pills or needing to have surgery, I still like it. But should you be getting steroid injections every month? No. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, one thing that happened in the debate yesterday is Kamala Harris wanted Elizabeth Warren to join her in blocking Trump's tweets. Okay? I don't know if you guys sat through the 3-hour debate. And, you know, a lot of us think there is a certain suppression of speech already by these social media giants and by these, web pages and servers where, you know, the CNN and the MSNBC and the, you know, BBC, the more liberal-leaning news, gets their articles put out there first, and you don't really see Fox or, you know, as easily as others. When, you know, reports come out, you have to dig for it. It's not going to just pop up like some of the other ones. And so a lot of us are concerned about the left restricting a lot of our rights. And so when Kamala Harris said that Trump's tweets are badgering witnesses and, in a way, bullying, that, you know, she implied that that's a reason why we could limit his speech. And that's kind of been something that we've been debating now. Do you have freedom of speech? But if somebody feels bullied or if somebody feels sexually assaulted, do you really have freedom of speech? You know, I think we need to redefine freedom of speech. I mean, if somebody walks up to me and says, nice tatas, no, they say that at work, they could get in trouble. But then, do they have freedom of speech where should they really lose their job for saying nice tatas? Should they be vilified and, you know, never be able to get a job again because they made that one mistake of saying something that was kind of insulting? I mean, if I tell my boss that I think the person is a piece of blank, I'll get fired. Now, I'm supposed to have freedom of speech, but, you know, you really can't tell the boss off. So, you know, the idea of freedom of speech is very, very curtailed and has limits. And I agree with a lot of those limitations. You can't yell fire in a, you know, movie theater. So I get that. But Twitter now says Twitter users will be blocked from liking, retweeting, or sharing tweets written by world leaders if their post violates rules. So that's how Twitter is going to kind of censor Trump. Twitter has announced it's going to block users from taking a message and carrying it forward by a like, a retweet, or sharing. So if Trump says something, or if Putin says something, or if Hillary Clinton isn't technically a world leader, so I don't know if that would apply. But if Trump says something, it'll be there for you to see it. It's just going to block you from sharing it. Although, honestly, you could do a screenshot if you wanted to. So the social media giant today confirmed it will keep an offending tweet on the site if it is newsworthy, but apply a label to it and halt it from being spread further. See, it's very, very interesting. I mean, when Twitter first started, it was very interesting. I was at a birthday party, and one of the moms says, guys, it's a great app, and it's a new thing, and I'll be like, okay, she says, look for the bird. And so it was years ago, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be using it much. You know, who knew? Who knew it would become so huge? And I think Twitter's original plan was people can say what they want to say, but they have to keep it short and sweet. And it's just a way to communicate and express yourself. And I don't know that they ever anticipated that they were going to have to figure out how to limit and how to unlike and forward and, you know, deal with a presidential debate, bringing them into focus about making them block a user. So this follows Twitter's previous decision to not delete tweets from politicians that break the rules, including promoting violence or terrorism, if they're in the public interest. Now, they said since the election of Donald Trump, Twitter has had mounting pressure to censor the president after he appeared to, I guess, fall foul of regulations, including writing and threatening tweets. I'm not really sure what those are. I don't really ever know. I don't know of a tweet that Trump made to push terrorism, so I don't know where that came from. But they said in 2017, Trump appeared to threaten North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Oh, is that when he called him, what did he call him? I know what they're talking about. Okay. So the company today said it would be more likely to delete a tweet by a world leader if it promotes terrorism, interferes with elections, violence or self-harm, or involves illegal goods and services. But it would keep the tweet if the site, if it violates rules against hate speech, abuse, harassment, or gruesome media. This is new territory for everyone, a service being used by world leaders to communicate directly to their constituents or their leaders, and at times announce policy, and every decision we make sets a new precedent. This is, what you guys are witnessing with this Trump presidency is like no other, in that, you know, journalists would twist your words. Trump is one of the first to use Twitter to have an unadulterated path to expressing what he wants to. And I, you know, I think it's brilliant in terms of not allowing somebody to twist what you say. Because they do, you know, and it happens. They get a sound bite and then you're screwed. Twitter basically helps save Trump's presidency. And I think a lot of people are mad about that. Because Twitter allowed a platform for Trump to say what he wanted to say without anybody being able to twist it. So if Twitter bans Trump, that there's going to be, you know, like I was saying the other day, don't underestimate that you're in liberal land or, you know, Trump Tower. Don't underestimate, you know, who is on your side and who isn't. You know, I tell students this a lot. You know, there's some students who are very, very liberal, some who are very, very conservative. And so they think they could, you know, speak openly and everybody in the room is on board, you know, and speak openly. I'm for that. But just don't assume everybody thinks like you do. You know, even if they pretend to agree, because there's a lot of people you just don't know. So if Twitter thinks that they have, you know, that they're being used by 90% liberals, they got another thing coming. So they got to be very, very careful with, you know, cutting Trump off his tweets. So, you know, people will say, well, why can't just Trump send a message to the media saying this is my official statement? Because, again, the official statement gets cut off. How do you know that that whole statement is going to get out there? So they said Twitter stands for the value of direct access to government elected officials and maintaining a robust public record provides benefits of accountability. So Elizabeth Warren pressured Facebook to reverse a decision to allow politicians to run advertisements that included false statements. She challenged Facebook's policy that exempts politicians' ads from fact-checking by running ads on the social media platform containing the false claim that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg endorsed President Donald Trump's re-election bid. So Facebook changed her ads policy to allow politicians to run ads with known lies, she said, explicitly turning the platform into a disinformation for-profit machine. This week, we decided to just see how far that goes. We intentionally made a Facebook ad with false claims. So I guess they tried to sting Mark Zuckerberg. So Facebook's policy has come under fire. Joe Biden, vice president, blasted Facebook after it refused to take down a Trump campaign ad that the Biden campaign said contained false allegations. The Trump ad, also read on Twitter and YouTube, claimed that Biden had promised Ukraine $1 billion if the country fired a prosecutor investigating a company likened to Biden's son. Now, and I have to agree with Joe Biden there. If, whether it's true or not, if there is false advertising about you, if somebody said, yeah, you know, Dr. Dahl, you never got her medical degree. If I was running for office and I go, I did, that's a lie, I should be able to sue and say, that's slander, that's a libel, you know? So I get that. All right, when we come back, more deaths when it comes to EEE, Legionnaires. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leading Republicans are lashing out about the House of Representatives not voting to authorize a formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling reporters on Tuesday, for now, there will be no vote. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California reacts to the news.
You have a better chance of getting a fair justice system in China than you do in Speaker Pelosi's movement here inside the House.
Talking to reporters at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says the United States military is not a policing agent. Regarding Turkey, the president reminds everyone.
Turkey, just so people remember, Turkey is a NATO member. We're supposed to get along with our NATO members, and Turkey is a NATO member. Do people want us to start shooting at a NATO member? That would be a first. And that's all involved having to do with NATO.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right.
Maybe,
we're back with our Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember when there was a fair? And I guess, I'm not really sure why people were in a hot tub, but I guess it was a hot tub display. Well, they say the Legionnaires' disease outbreak, linked to the North Carolina fair, you know, outbreak, has claimed a third life. People are dying from this. North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services said Monday that 140 Legionnaires' cases have been confirmed in 19 North Carolina counties and multiple states so far. It's not immediately clear which states beyond North and South Carolina were affected. Officials suspect, but have not confirmed, that a hot tub vendor display at the Mountain State Fair last month in Fletcher was the source of the deadly outbreak. Now, the first person to die was a Buncombe County resident back on September 24th. But they're not really providing further information on victims, age, sex, county, etc. They say while some cases are continuing to be identified, no cases linked to the outbreak had a symptom onset date more than 2 weeks after the end of the fair. The disease's incubation period is about 14 days. Now, as you know, Legionnaires is a life-threatening respiratory disease that is contracted when people breathe in little water droplets that get contaminated with the Legionnaire bacteria. So, sometimes you just don't feel it, but sometimes you get severe pneumonia, shortness of breath, etc. We do have antibiotics, but if you catch it too late, that could be a problem. So I don't know what this means. You know, you'll hear of hotels and Legionnaires outbreaks, and all the person did was take a shower, and they got it through the shower, or you get it through the air conditioning. Now, another disease, which unfortunately has been scaring the hell out of people, is the EEE. Now, we talked about this. This EEE, this is okay, you don't want to call it that. Sorry, I just lost my, there we go. All right, it's killed a fifth Michigan, a Michigan death. Kills fifth Michigan resident, they say, according to officials. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm having issues here. So the Eastern Equine Encephalitis, the EEE, right, is a very, very dangerous mosquito-borne illness. It's rare. But according to Fox News and the Michigan Department of Health, a fifth person in Michigan has died of it. The resident was from Cass County. Person not identified yet. And Dr. Joan Caldun, chief medical officer and chief deputy, said the risk of contracting the virus will continue until there is a sustained period of freezing temperatures. So it is about to get cold. I mean, it should be cold now. I heard near Grand Rapids, it's cold, down to 40 degrees, no snow yet. But we will see an end to this temporarily because the freeze is going to kill off the insects. And these mosquitoes, I think they like have a life of like 30 to 60 days or something like that. And so, you know, they'll die out. And if they're carrying this virus, hopefully they die out and then the new mosquitoes born, you know, won't hopefully have it. But this EEE or Eastern Equine Encephalitis causes brain inflammation. Sometimes you don't feel it, but for some cases you get the nervous system complications of it. So it could cause inflammation of the brain, and then, unfortunately, people can die. If you live, you know, if you're lucky enough to live, you can have mild to severe brain damage. So what are the symptoms? Well, headache, high fever, chills, and vomiting. Now, again, this is a little nerve-wracking for us because we're coming into flu season. So if you have a high fever and chills and a headache, that could be flu. But the difference is also the vomiting. The vomiting could be there's something going on with the head. So flu is bad. Flu is really bad. But if you really feel you feel like death coming over you, you need to get checked out. Let them prove to you that it's not something that's hitting the brain. And the headache is really bad. So when you have the flu, you're like, I'm achy. I don't want to move. With this type of headache, you really don't want to move your head. My head hurts so bad. And then you need to tell your doctor, look, you know, do I have a, you know, meningitis or a brain disease? Here's the problem with EEE as opposed to bacterial meningitis. EEE, you don't really have antibiotics. It's a virus. So there's really not a lot we can do. We do respiratory support, IV fluids, try to prevent you from getting other infections. Indiana officials announced a resident there died of EEE. So we'll keep you guys posted. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a headline saying a dog disease can spread to humans and it's on the rise. Now, what are they talking about, this dog disease? Well, they're talking about leptospirosis. So it can be fatal to dogs and it can spread to humans. Now, they go back to dog Copper. Letty Pioli had a dog named Copper. Copper battled health issues for several years. In the last year and a half, Copper was back to being an energetic dog, but then until 2 weeks ago. Now, Miss Pioli's husband was in the backyard playing with Cooper when he noticed Copper was walking with a stiff gait. So they thought maybe the dog injured his back. After taking him to a veterinarian, they found that Copper was suffering from one of the early signs of leptospirosis. So one of the first symptoms of leptospirosis is they drink a lot of water. Then they go out to urinate. Sometimes they'll have incontinence because they're drinking so much water. And they took care of the dog. And unfortunately, it could affect humans as well. They say it could be passed from animal to person. And they could spread it to the dogs, but they could also spread it to parents. Now, copper did have to be put down because the disease progressed. But officials in St. George suspect that an outbreak may have spread from a dog that spent time in Phoenix. And so now they're concerned about Phoenix, Utah, and I believe even Colorado of cases of this leptospirosis. Cats are not at risk. Now, if a person gets leptospirosis, they're going to kind of look like anybody else getting the flu. And luckily for this, you could use antibiotics. And same thing with dogs. But dogs seem to get a little more sick from this. I don't believe there's a vaccine. But they're saying cases are rising, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTORALI, 1-877-DOCTORALI. Ebola's still going around. So Ebola, we still have an issue out there going on in the West Congo or the Democratic Republic of Congo. But they're saying that the climate crisis may raise the risk that Ebola is going to spread farther and reach areas that the virus used to never be able to go. Now, that's according to a study published yesterday in the Journal of Nature Communications. So the study found that our climate crisis, quote, you know, will bring a 1.75 to 3.2-fold increase in the rate at which the deadly virus spills over from animals to humans by 2070. We talked about the fruit bat, you know. They said there's increased risk for more devastating outbreaks in areas of Africa that haven't seen outbreaks before because of climate warming. They said, including if humans cut their carbon emissions significantly or only slightly, higher temperatures and slower social and economic development would lead to greater risk. So they suggest that when they look at their model, the study suggests that there's a high risk of Ebola spreading to China, Russia, India, Europe, and the United States. So as we've talked about, Ebola was discovered in 1976 near the Ebola River. We had multiple small outbreaks in Uganda, Republic of Congo, you know, that didn't really total more than a couple hundred. Then in 2014 to 2016, we had the, you know, the outbreak that affected 28,000, killed 11,000. And now we have 2,000 deaths and over 3,000 cases, and it's rising. So there's been about 23 outbreaks recognized, but they're thinking that it's going to go to areas that used to not be warm that are now starting to warm. So it makes sense, but, you know, bats, they think fruit bats, you know, that carry the disease, if they're attracted to newer areas, could then carry it. 1-877-DOCTORALI.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, for those of us that watched the Democratic debate and didn't fall asleep during the 3 hours, they touched a little bit on the opioid crisis. They were really, really bashing pharmaceutical companies. I didn't really write down all their quotes when it came to pharmaceutical companies because you guys have, you know, all heard where I stand. You know, yes, I think, you know, a lot of drugs are overpriced. I think pharmaceutical companies, you know, might have played a role at some part in, you know, allowing pain prescriptions to flood the market, but I don't blame them for people overdosing on heroin. I just don't. You know, and I don't know how fair it is to make them pay for people who are on heroin. People have been using heroin for decades, you know. You know, why are they responsible? And if, you know, the pharmaceutical companies get, you know, nailed, then doctors are next. And I'm sorry, when you were in pain for a broken leg and I gave you only one prescription for Lortab, I am not going to take the blame for you 10 years from now you know, or 10 years later, right, overdosing on heroin. You broke your leg, and I was going to get sued at the time for not helping you with your pain. So we have a big problem when it comes to the opioid crisis, but looks like we have a big problem when it comes to the cancer community. There is a shortage of a cancer drug in the pediatric oncology community. So this is a kid's cancer drug. And doctors are scrambling as the sole producer left in the United States is trying to ramp up production. Now, the drug is called vincristine. And vincristine is produced by both Teva and Pfizer. And Teva discontinued making it. Oncologists say the drug has been a staple for decades in treatment regimens for the younger, you know, patients who are battling leukemia and brain tumors. But on the FDA website, vincristine sulfate injection is listed as currently in shortage, with the next deliveries estimated for late October, and the shortage is estimated to last until December and into January. If you have cancer, you need to treat this right away. You can't wait. Doctors say there's no substitute or comparable genetic version available. So now they're going to have to start rationing their doses or triaging which patient gets it. Dr. Yoram Unguru, a pediatric oncologist at Herman and Walter Samuelson Children's Hospital in Sinai, Baltimore, said this is truly a nightmare situation. Vincristine is our water. It's our bread and butter. I can't think of a disease in childhood cancer that doesn't use vincristine. So what happened with Teva? You have Teva and Pfizer. Well, before we even hear what the spokesperson says, I remember that Teva got nailed for this opioid crisis. Didn't Teva have to pay? Hold on, let me look. I think they had to pay millions in Kentucky. Hold on. Teva opioids. Hold on a second. Let me see. Yeah. Teva has proposed a $15 billion deal to settle opioid claims. So a lot of people are fearful of what happened with Johnson & Johnson. I think Teva had to already pay, I think it was in Kentucky. But this latest, I guess, push to settle comes days ahead of a landmark federal trial in Cleveland against Teva and five drug distributors. So Teva's going to be having to shell out a lot of money for this opioid crisis. Now, when you go back to this cancer drug, Kelly Doherty, a spokesperson for Teva, says availability of Teva product has not contributed to the shortage that is being experienced today. They say Teva evaluated data from 2017 to assess the market need for vincristine. At the time, the market share split was on average 85% brand name and only 15% generic. And this year, the share each month available was no greater than 3%. So based on this information about usage and availability and an annual business assessment, Teva decided to discontinue the product and alerted FDA of its decision back in March. Now, business assessment. If Teva doesn't think they're going to make the money on the drug, producing it, there's all this backlash. They have to now go into paying settlement mode, production of drugs that might not bring in a lot of profit is going to be on the back burner. And I don't think they're doing this on purpose as backlash to the opiates, but I would be naive to think there wasn't a relationship to that. So Pfizer says they're now going to step up, trying to, you know, make more, expediting additional shipments of this critical product over the next few weeks to support 3 to 4 times our typical production output. Pfizer said they are committed to providing this important medicine to patients. Now, Nicole Starace, whose 6-year-old son has leukemia and requires vincristine, she says it scares me, obviously. It's something that's part of his treatment, and that's keeping him on the right path to being cured. Now, you see, nobody's really talking about this story. to talk about the Democratic debate, to talk about Trump's tweets, to talk about Hunter Biden, to talk about impeachment. And that's not what parents really give a damn about right now. They're like, okay, if I have a kid with cancer, who's producing these medications? And when pharmaceutical company gets vilified, or, you know, try to be taken apart, who's going to step up and make the drug? So when Teva decided to stop producing, Pfizer had to step up. Both of those are private pharmaceutical companies. Those aren't government-run entities. Which then begs the question, where the hell are the government entities and their cancer medication production? So if any new administration that wants to take over the White House, that starts, you know, promoting how they are going to basically castrate pharmaceutical companies, you better read this article. You better find out what other products these companies do. Now, I'm not saying just because a company, you know, makes a drug that we need, you let them slide if they committed a crime. But if a pharmaceutical company that made pills for people's pain, which was okay, and they sold them and marketed them without saying, oh, it's not addictive. And I got to tell you, I mean, I've had pharmaceutical reps in my office. Nobody could convince me that an opioid was non-addictive, and nobody even tried. I never heard a pharmaceutical rep tell me, oh, don't worry, OxyContin is non-addictive. That just didn't, because it's a lie. A narcotic is a narcotic. So, you know, if a company, you know, is like, well, you know, we could get money from them, we could have them help fight the opioid crisis, I would maybe stop and go, are they really involved? Do we really want to hit them hard? But when they said they based this on an annual business assessment, I bet part of this is they're anticipating they're going to have to pay $18 billion. That's a problem. So this opioid crisis, and this is the problem we have with any politics. We try to fight one thing, and we forget that there's going to be consequences. And when, I don't know if it was Elizabeth Warren, but when politician said, no, this will not hurt R&D, you know, Medicare for all won't hurt. Yes, it will. Okay, we now have a cancer drug shortage for kids. It's affecting it. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.